With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Biden administration changing its tune when it comes to Ukraine's use of American-made weapons. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a reversal of policy, the administration will allow Ukraine to use long-range missiles supplied by the U.S. for military strikes deeper inside Russia. U.S. officials say the change comes largely in response to Russia's deployment of North Korean ground troops. For months, Ukrainian President Zelensky has asked the Biden administration to allow Ukraine's military to use U.S. weapons to hit Russian military targets far from its border. Russian lawmakers warned the decision could lead to a world war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un renewing his call for a, quote, limitless expansion of his military nuclear program to counter what he calls U.S.-led threats. Also at SRNNews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson was asked if he will help Donald Trump get his nominees approved by using a rule on recess appointments. Johnson says the voters have already spoken about Trump's decision.
They have sent the message that America First policies are should be the rule of the day. So the persons that the president is choosing will help with that agenda. They will take their leadership in these agencies and they will reform them as the people expect and demand. So we'll evaluate all that at the appropriate time and we'll make the appropriate decision. There may be a function for that and we'll have to see how it plays out.
Johnson was appearing on Fox News Sunday. Dozens of prominent Hong Kong pro-democracy activists scheduled to be sentenced Tuesday. That's in the biggest case under a national security law. Critics there say they've crushed political activism within the entire city. This is SRN News. A new look at giving from the Barna Group.
The poll reveals that the most generous Americans are the oldest Americans. When asked if they give money to their local church or other charity, 72% of the oldest citizens say yes. 64% of baby boomers do too, as do 58% of Generation X. However, younger cohorts are less generous, although that could be a function of the fact they simply don't have as much money as their parents or their grandparents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Among several blocks of religious voters, Donald Trump faring roughly as well as in the battle with Kamala Harris as he did in his fight with Joe Biden 4 years ago. One notable difference, he did better this year among Catholic voters. Survey finds in 2020, the Catholic electorate was down about evenly split. This year, 54% of Catholic voters supported Mr. Trump. This is SRN News. Hurricane Center specialist Felipe Papin says this year's busy hurricane season, not over yet.
This year, we're still a little bit above normal for the month of November. We've actually had also one major hurricane, which is Rafael, that happened a little bit earlier, about a week and a half ago, also coming from the northwestern Caribbean and entering the Gulf of Mexico. So we are still above normal for this month to date. And we still have a couple weeks to go.
In the meantime, Sarah has now weakened to a tropical depression, that after making landfall in Belize. Forecasters expect very heavy rain there, causing flash flooding and possibly mudslides. The storm hit Belize Sunday after drenching northern Honduras, where it stalled since Friday, swelling rivers and trapping hundreds of people in that site. Forecasters say portions of Belize, El Salvador, and Guatemala could see up to 10 to 15 inches of rain. More details at SRNNews.com.